You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Yes, Bing is for doing, and welcome. We are doing another after show for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5. This is the episode that we have been waiting for. Snatch Game. Yes, God, honey. Snitch. All right.
We waited for it, and then it slapped us in the face.
It slapped us in the face with the fish tail. Because, you know, get it? They're supposed to be fishy. Ha! Ba-da-ba.
Remind me about that. Fishy.
Fishy?
And hormones. Remember that. And,
oh, you want me to remember that? Mm. So suddenly I'm taking notes for you?
You're the main host, so.
It'll come along. Yes. It'll come along. I'm just trying to tie it in. Okay, great.
Get your life. Ah! You know it starts
you
already.
You missed us.
All right. As you guys have noticed, we are back to our original group. And let's introduce ourselves. Starting to my left, we have...
Jackie Borowski.
Cameron Marston.
Ooh. You said it so loudly.
I know.
Because
I was
inspired by Destiny's Child last week.
Usually it's very soft and very...
Cameron Marston.
I love it. Well, welcome back, guys. I missed you.
Liar.
Well, you know. I can never
Him
tell
and Jason.
A lie.
Tony tried to replace us.
Some symbiotic relationship.
I had Venom
and Spider-Man.
I had auditions. It didn't quite work out, so I brought them back. So, you're welcome. It's the least that I can do. You're welcome. All right, so...
We're like hemorrhoids.
Oh, we lounge with Tony, all right.
Can't get rid of us, but there's nothing friendly about hemorrhoids. I don't know why
I thought
I'm
you could
that.
Get rid of hemorrhoids.
you can
have them removed by tube ligation.
We're like moles. Like Cindy Crawford's mom.
All right. So, anyway, RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5, Episode 5, Snatch Game. As always, we come into the episode. The girls are coming into the workroom after the double elimination. I felt like the girls were very rattled by the double elimination. Did anyone else get that feeling, or was it just me?
Of course. No, of course. It's the same thing that happened after Willem got disqualified. It's something you don't expect. So... you are reminded that anything goes and that Rue runs the show. And so I think a lot of them were like, ooh, we got to step up our games because you never know. There could be another double elimination, so they have to prepare.
She is slashing bitches, so get it together.
Right.
They got bills to pay.
Right? They trying to win
$100,000.
Well, and
it was a message. It's like, don't come in here sleeping, you know?
Right, wake up.
Well, I'm also thinking, I think you guys mentioned it. I mean... It opens a door for a comeback, right? For somebody else to come back.
Well, someone always comes back right. Every season.
Yeah.
It's always like, I've made another mistake, and which queen should I bring back?
But see, this is what I want her to do, is I want her to go to a past season.
Yeah, I would prefer that too.
For like maybe a Miss Congeniality or something to bring back.
Nina Flowers.
Do we want to see Shangela all over again?
I want to see Latrice Royale.
We want to see a box.
I want to see Latrice shape
effect.
Some of these girls up.
Right. I think anytime they pull a surprise, it should always be a box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd have to fit in the box.
Well, if they know it's a big box, then you know it's Latrice. Large and in charge, chunky yet funky. Latrice.
And I love Latrice. Yeah. It's no shade on Latrice.
All shade. So we go into the mini challenge, which was an interesting one. Who wore it best red carpet? Can I just say that's actually my favorite part in Us Weekly because I read Us Weekly quite often.
I don't read it, but when I go online, I like to see that.
Yeah, and I like to try to guess which one I think wore it best. I'm usually right
and compare it to the like what the audience
who everyone
says.
Else yeah. says. Yeah, I'm usually pretty right as far as who wore it best.
I hope so.
Well, but I mean, there are some times where I feel like they got it wrong, where the other person probably should have got it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it depends on, like, your taste and what you like, though.
It's like an all-star award, though. I mean, the reality is it's really a popularity contest. They could be rocking the shit out of an outfit, but if you're not liked... Yeah. Right, it's just how it is.
Another thing. Or it's also a body type thing, too. I feel a lot of those are like, if maybe... A lot of times I feel like the skinnier girl is the, oh, we like it better. It looks better on her. Oh, just because she's skinnier. Mm. That happens.
Oh, you can dress a stick.
Right. So, speaking of who wore it best, going down the line, first of all, those things were snuggies that they had.
That was
They
great.
Called them like cuddle buddies or something like that. They were wearing straight up snuggies.
Yeah. Pandora did a review where she basically was like, that's when you can't get the rights to a name.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you call it something else. Mm-hmm. So in the Zebra group, we had Coco, Ivy, and Detox. First off, in this challenge, I kind of felt like there were other people that I thought wore it better than the actual people that they picked. And this was kind of, this was a little... I kind of felt like Coco wore
it best. I did, too. In my opinion.
Like, she looked good to me, but it almost seemed a little bit caricature. Whereas I think Detox realized, okay, you can't really
Detox
make this too
pretty.
Detox
looks like Gem.
I like that.
I mean, I grew up on Gem and the Holograms. Show's over, Synergy.
That's exactly what I thought of. I was like, oh, that is Gem.
But I just kind of felt like it with Detox, it was an interesting take on the Zebra. But... I felt like if when they put all the pictures together, I liked Coco's better.
I felt Coco looked
she looked
the best.
The most put together.
Yeah. But out of that group, Detox won, so there's not much we can do about that. The first random giraffe print. I don't know who would run and try to grab that, but apparently these three did. Lanesha, Roxy, and Alaska.
Alaska would.
What was Alaska doing with the horse mask on?
Is that a lion mask, though? I thought it was a different mask than the horse mask.
I don't know. It was horse, lion. It was some sort of animal. And I didn't, like... I didn't get it. I didn't understand why she would do that. But then it's kind of like, you shrug your shoulders and go, oh, it's Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
But I feel that's another, like... First off, if it is a different animal, why do you have a collection of weird masks? Second, I just don't... I feel like it's a cop-out. It's like people are trying to like quickly put their makeup on or whatever, and so it's like, oh, I can be lazy and throw this thing on my face, you know?
Unfortunately, I don't think it's lazy. I think it's just her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just Alaska being Alaska, unfortunately.
I think she's trying to find a niche, her own niche, like her boyfriend. And I don't know what that
niche
is yet.
It's not RuPaul's drag bestiality.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I just kind of feel... I still feel like if we met Alaska first, we would be... fine with Sharon. I think it's like taking a step back. Like we're so used to Sharon and we appreciate what Sharon brings to the table. And then you look at Alaska and you're like, oh, you're not quite Sharon.
But and I see I said this at the same like again and again. Like I feel like Sharon fits a specific type of drag.
She does.
I feel like Alaska is trying to do that, but Alaska's really just a comedian. She's not a drag queen to me.
Well, I will say, though, Sharon, with the evolution after winning, she's done some glam stuff, which I kind of actually liked.
Oh, yeah.
Sharon?
Yeah. But before, she didn't really do any glam. She was not glam at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it kind of pushes her, right?
Yeah.
Pushed it on a little.
Yeah. In the giraffe print, I was kind of torn between Lanesha and Roxy's look. Like, I liked Lanesha's look. At first, I didn't like Roxy's look. But then looking at it again, I was like, okay. I think for me, it was her face. Like, the fact that she wasn't, like, beat. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of like...
None of them had makeup, right?
A little bit.
It wasn't, like, full face. But they splashed enough on to get themselves through. But...
I love corsets. So anytime you're going to take something shapeless like a Snuggie and cinch it with a corset, I'm like, and that's good for Roxy too, because like she knew that she was going to have to do that being not the skinniest queen there.
Right.
So I thought it looked great. And I also loved her necklace, her little like jewelry necklace thing.
But Lanesha's body is back.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she's got a great body.
But
I think she relies on it too much, though. She's like, oh, I'm pretty.
Bingo, said that the first episode. Bye, girl.
Right. Which I'll let you know my epiphany during this episode. So out of the giraffe group, Roxy won. Hooray for her. I mean, I can see it. It looked pretty good. I think she did well with the giraffe print. It was okay. Then in the pink group, we had Alyssa, Jade, and Jinx. Jinx looked like homeless lady off the street begging for coins, drunk, like threw a shawl on and walked out and grabbed a coffee and is now on her way home.
Wait, seriously, right? That was the last thing that was left, and she's like, "Oh, I'll just do something with this."
But I think also for me, one of Jinx's strengths is she knows her weaknesses.
Yeah.
So she knows that she's not going to be able to make a dress look beautiful in like 2.5 seconds. So she's like, I will make the most interesting, funny character out of it. And I thought it was hilarious. And I'm like, it pays to know what you're good at.
I feel like Jade, again, she just...
She looks like a mess.
She's tiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she puts on all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes her look so, like, so much bigger and so much... It's like...
Heavier.
Yeah. Like, all that drape, wrap, it didn't look
good. She doesn't have a good drag mama, that's why.
And then all that laughing. I hate the nervous laugh.
Neurotic tick.
I hate that. I hate that. What is that? What is that? I don't understand.
It's equivalent to Get Your Life.
No, it's not. When you tell someone to get your life or have a seat, that means you have had enough.
I can't drink this. I'm gonna laugh.
But when someone's nervously laughing, it's awkward.
It's a neurotic tick. It's only conditioned. It's conditioned from childhood, most likely.
Weird. I thought, and Alyssa won. I thought Alyssa's look looked very classic, very gorgeous, very real good. And she gave us a little leg, which seems to be the thing this quarter.
She was giving you gaunt face too. It was interesting. I actually kind of thought she looked good.
Yeah, it was good.
Overbiting.
My only thing with Alyssa is because she's a pageant queen, everything she does is like, she doesn't mix it up. Even in the prettiness, she doesn't mix it up. I feel like it's the same look every
but
time.
Birds of a feather. Neither does Coco, because Coco's very put together. Yeah. I don't see Coco doesn't mix it up.
I feel Coco tries to mix it up, though.
Fail. Epic. Continue. Sorry.
I mean, I think she tries. Like when Coco did the whole baby doll thing.
Yeah, I think
when she did the cones
work,
with the director and stuff.
I think she's making an effort. It doesn't always work.
But you didn't
think
that was similar to like Jade and like putting too much, like doing DTM?
Okay, first of all, when Jade put the NBC logo on her, draped in like the best fabric that anyone could have probably gotten, and just didn't do anything with it, like that's not taking a risk. But Coco putting like the cones and all that kind of stuff and giving you old Hollywood, you know, type of I just
remember with Rue in the workroom and kind of looking at her and going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Rue does that to everybody.
She's trying to take a risk, you know.
Rue is always like, okay.
The most evident was this episode, which I'm sure you'll get to. Portland Nation.
Oh, boy. All right, so it didn't matter who really won, because it's not like they turned into team captains or anything like that, but...
What, they got a prize, though, so...
Yeah, they got, what is it, jewelry, I think? No.
Did they get a prize?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they... Oh, no, they got a gift bag.
From Us Weekly.
A swag bag from Us Weekly.
Oh.
Yes, now I remember.
That swag bag is probably 30 back issues of Us Weekly.
I'll take it. I like to read about which Real Housewives is cheating on their husband, or why the Bachelor is still a virgin.
Getting a new puppy, I need some paper for the floor.
Rude. Have a seat.
My bunny can poop on it.
And then...
okay.
Yeah, so that was that. Then came the announcement that we've all been waiting for. Wait for it. Wait for it. They're going to be playing the Snatch Game.
And they all lit up.
Yes. I can honestly say this. I look forward to the Snatch Game, but...
I think everyone does is why it's like they have it on every season because everyone loves it.
Yeah. But I feel like I have been let down in many a past seasons, but we'll get to the Snatch Game in a minute. I want to address in this episode, suddenly it was like Battle of the Queens. Suddenly it was Jade versus Alyssa, Alyssa versus Coco. Like, what is... do you guys feel like at this point they are trying to create drama?
Yes.
Or there is actually drama?
Go ahead. 'Cause
I feel like it's contrived at this point because, I mean, you have... Most of this drama was happening in Untucked, and
yes.
It was tempered throughout the episode. But I think, you know, the main story was really Jinx's story, mm-hmm. the A story. And then the B story is all this fighting that right. has continued. And I've already said this before on here that I'm just like, it's so boring and contrived to me that I can't even get into it. It just seems like people bickering for what I can't. I started to glaze over literally while watching Untucked, and I was like, I just can't anymore.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter to me. And I think that a lot of it just seems to be like, oh, we solved this issue. No, now we haven't. Now we've done this, yeah. you know.
What about the... Go ahead.
Most of the viewers agree that it's a little played out already. Mm-hmm. I actually do believe that there is drama. I think the contrived part is that producers force them to have conversations, because I can see the queens in a normal setting would just ignore each other.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna
okay.
talk to you.
Okay,
you
I agree
you ain't
with that.
Consequential to me. So I think they've been forced to communicate, which then pushes buttons. And because again, birds of a feather. I wouldn't trust Alyssa, nor would I trust Coco. Do I think that they both have talent and skill? Definitely. They've been doing it for decades.
Right.
Jade, from the first episode, I told you she's a shit stirrer. She deserves a ladle. I don't trust Jade either. But, you know, she's young. She has time for improvement. So hopefully we'll see something or not in the future.
But so what it's did played you out. Think, Tony?
What did you think, Tony?
I don't know. Like, the whole Alyssa versus Jade thing, like, I felt like Jade was just upset that Alyssa called her out mm-hmm. on the main stage. It's kind of, I feel like it's, like Jinx says, water off a duck's back. Mm-hmm. Like, Jade could have just let that alone, but, you know.
Youth. But that's very much youth and pride.
I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, he wanted to turn into something, then it's like, you know, oh, your back fat or your rolls and, like, all this kind of, which, first of all.
Sickening.
Editing, you are amazing, because as soon as he mentioned that, we get a lovely shot mm-hmm. of the back roll, and then a shot of her going back roll
mm-hmm.
in silence.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it's kind of like, well,
that and
there's
that
the evidence
uh-huh. that whole what was most interesting to me, aside from the actual like story, I guess like mini plot that's going on, B story.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really caring that about that. And then what would pique my interest would be the little zingers they would throw. I'd be like, oh, that was interesting. And it didn't even matter who said
that's
it or
good
where
shade.
It came from.
Yeah. Well, you can just say a word or two words shade. And then it doesn't hit you for another like 2 minutes. That's mm-hmm. good shade. Jade actually has talent for throwing shade.
Yeah.
I got to give her credit.
And that the music that they played during the whole back rolls thing, the yeah. kind of like long drawn out music and the cuts to their faces, I was like, oh, that is good.
The downfall of Jade is her youthful pride is because she responds too quickly. She allows it to get to her, whereas an old queen would just water off a duck's back.
Right.
You don't let it hit you. You just wait for the timing. You throw it out there and let it land. It's all good.
Now, going to Untucked, I love when Jade was like, those hips should match those. Match
yeah,
those shoulders.
Your shoulders and hips don't match.
And
uh-huh.
that was, and then the fact that they put it as a hashtag, mm-hmm. I die.
It was so long.
I die.
I love the new Twitter campaign.
And it's kind of like Alyssa didn't know what to say. She was just kind of like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Talk about an awkward kind of a moment on Untucked when it was just Jade, Alyssa, and Coco. I mean, the two people that Alyssa has been...
Forced communication.
And
he said it himself,
with.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Did you notice, too, when Coco came in, she was headed to the seat that
Alyssa
sat
then,
down
and then
she
was
moved.
Like, she told Jade to sit down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, if you notice, Jade and Coco were having a conversation without Alyssa. Alyssa
yeah.
put herself in the conversation. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, I wonder if, I wonder if producers were like, keep them safe, we're just going to put them in a room together and see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Even more
than
that, I think they actually, you guys need to speak to each other. I think they forced the issue.
Yeah.
And we know because there are cuts, they probably would pull one of the other of them aside and say, you need to keep talking about this.
Right.
You know.
Right. So then there was, and then the whole, everyone getting down on Jinx. I didn't understand why everyone suddenly had a problem with her.
That like, was the weirdest.
It
was the weirdest.
Because I kind of feel like this. I feel like Jinx is one of those drag queens that I appreciate. Because she's not trying to fit the normal niche. You know what I mean?
She's very quirky.
She's quirky. She does her own thing. She has her own gimmicks. But I feel like she is still put together. Like, I feel like...
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I feel like she's not, she never comes out looking a mess. It's just something that we're not used to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And for the queens to hop on Jinx and say, you know, oh, well, if I made everything funny, you know, then I would be red. No, she's not making everything funny. She's just presenting who she is.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt bad because she was just like, I have to deal with this every single time.
When did,
like,
she start tearing?
She did.
Because it's hard when you're very different and you're putting yourself forward and you feel like you're doing a good job and then people around you are trying to tear you down.
Yeah.
And you start, you know, second guessing yourself, and it's very hard to be different in a community that's already supposed to be praising your differences.
Yeah.
And well, I just thought that whole... And Jinx is, like, Jinx doesn't have beef with anybody either, which is also why I thought it was weird. I was like, this is just coming out of left field.
Left field, yeah.
She, well, I mean, to be honest, she comes from a different drag community. She's from Washington, is she not? And her grandmother was her biggest supporter, right?
Yeah.
So the difference, though, is, you know, in L.A., you're brought up by your drag family to have a tough skin. You know, they beat it into you. And I get why she was feeling the pressure, but that she has her own thing. But that's part of the whole evolution, right? You learn that you have to trust what you bring to the table. That's just part of it. Like Pandora Box.
Yeah.
Right? And her whole suicide story.
Yeah.
She had to come into her own and feel comfortable in her own skin.
I still think I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and I think even in this episode, they compare Jinx to Pandora.
Pandora, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like Jinx is more open than Pandora.
Yeah. Like I agree.
I feel like Pandora could be... Pandora, if she opened up more and was just into her own...
I think Pandora's there now.
Pandora's when we there saw now. Pandora, when we she saw was Pandora far from it. On her season, she was not there.
I think she's further along.
Yeah.
I think she has to trust herself and say, this is me, like it or love it.
But I think that what artist, Pandora is doing now, like Pandora blogs and things like that, I think what she's doing now in her career is that. But I think when we saw her on All Stars, she still wasn't there. But I think now, presently, I think she's really come into her own. And I definitely see the similarities as in, like, type of drag, because Pandora is very quirky as well, which is probably why I'm very attracted to that quirky kind of drag queen. And I definitely see the similarities.
Yeah.
And she picked a quirky character, too, for the Snatch Game. She did Carol Channing, who was, like, an older, like, quirkier personality.
But was funny and committed.
Was hilarious.
And, you know, no one will ever say raspberries.
Raspberries. Right?
They fall into the camp category.
Yeah.
Yeah, very camp.
Mm-hmm. And here's my thing, though. How are you going to come on a gay show? How are you going to be a drag queen for years and years and years and not know camp? And this was, like, tons of articles. If you guys go to my Twitter, there are tons of articles, not tons that I tweeted, but I tweeted a couple articles, but there are tons that have been written about, why don't these queens know camp? It's like she's doing Little Edie, and everybody's like, what is that? I don't understand.
Who's
that?
Little Edie? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
How you... What? Yeah. Especially Coco, who's like 40-something.
Yeah.
You were alive when Little Edie was alive.
Stop it. Get your life.
How do you not know that, you know?
Right. Speaking of not knowing, if you don't know already, you can download us on iTunes. Make sure you search for us, AfterBuzz TV. Download our podcast. Listen to it. Make sure you rate us 5 stars. Yes.
Make us number one download.
All 5 stars. And leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing, what you think we should be doing. Say hello, goodbye, Shantae, you say, sashay away, whatever it is that totally. You feel like saying.
Just like I tell the other shows, whether it's a good positive comment or negative comment, it's free. What you, go ahead, it's, say it's what you feel.
Yeah. Or if you just want to talk to us, because I talk to the people on YouTube.
We love the banter. It's what makes the show even more enjoyable.
Exactly.
We're not here to regurgitate real life.
No. So search us, find us, download us, comment,
touch
5
us.
Stars us. Thank you. This announcement brought to you live by Tony on AfterBuzz TV.
By Lounging with Tony on all platforms.
All right, so on all platforms, exactly. All right, now let's get to the Snatch Game,
aka how you're not gonna know you're coming to RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's gonna be a Snatch Game.
First of all, let me say this. This is the fifth season of this show.
Right.
There are no surprises except the challenges. You know that there are certain things that are going to happen in the right. show that you need to be prepared for. If you don't know, you can do research. You can Netflix and sit there on a Saturday afternoon and rewatch.
If you don't know, you shouldn't be auditioning for RuPaul's Drag Race because
exactly.
you don't want really want to be America's Next Drag Superstar.
Exactly. So for some of these queens to go into this and not already know who they're doing and to be fully committed to it was ridiculous to me. Also, I felt like this, and this is where I had my epiphany.
Oh.
This is the fishy season.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah.
A lot of these girls are resting on pretty.
Yes.
And I know we're five episodes in, but it dawned on me that like you can be the prettiest of girls. But if you don't have anything else to back it up, you might as well have a seat.
That's what just happened in the last episode.
Well, while we're on the topic, because it brought me back, and I was thinking about that too, because, again, Rue has final decision on who she brings onto the show. And clearly, a lot of what brought them on was beauty.
Right.
Because, I mean, I can't imagine Lanesha's reel or whatever she did to audition.
Right.
Which then took me back to, that's one of the reasons why I felt that hormones were a little bit of a disadvantage because of the softening. And you can't, it does help you pull the girl aside. So, like, Lanesha, waste the space. Somebody else could have filled that spot
okay.
with talent.
So, hormones, okay, great. Soft skin, beautiful,
titties.
Whatever. But at the same time, mm-hmm. you still have to have some sort of performer aspect, something
Agreed.
To back up mm-hmm. your beauty. Like, you can't rest on pretty.
But we all agree. Well, I think I'm with Jackie. For me, I would rather have a girl with talent and ugly than watch a girl who's pretty and no talent.
Yes.
That's why I was a fan of Lanesha from the beginning. I don't care how gorgeous you are. What are you going to bring to the table?
Right. And a lot of these girls, and it was evident in the Snatch game, that they were not able to pull stuff to the table. Mm-hmm. And I was entertained only because of Jinx.
Mm-hmm.
Jinx as Little Edie, she was committed, I think, even before she got there. To Little Edie.
That's what you should do,
that
though.
Day.
And she made that comment. She
yeah.
was like, if you're not coming, and Michelle Visage made that comment too,
mm-hmm.
that's the one thing you can prepare for. And
right.
plus, it's one of the more harder, more difficult challenges because you have to pick someone that you can imitate, but also someone that you can make funny.
And that was the problem, was that everyone was so concerned on
imitation.
The look
yeah.
and not bringing in the funny.
Right.
For example, Coco Montrese. Yes, she does Janet mm-hmm. 6 days
she
a week.
She sounds like Janet, looks like
she
Janet.
She sounds like Janet, looks like
funny.
Janet. But what's funny about Janet, to me, and I don't know, you guys can agree or disagree. You guys out there can agree or disagree. The funny thing about Janet is that if you listen to a Janet Jackson song, or just listen to Janet, period, you, well, more so in the songs, you only know the chords. Do you ever know the verses? No, because she is whispering and mumbling, and you have no idea what she is saying. Like, she's like, you have no idea what she's saying. So if Coco had done that as Janet, and when she lifted up her cards, it was a question mark, it was a star, it was just doodle, like, that would have been hilarious
right.
to me. And it would have went with her look. But the fact that she was just, like, just being Janet, and it's like, my look is sickening, I have this and that, and da, 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 I'm good. No, you're not. Like, you... performing Janet, I bet you are the shit tens across the board, whatever.
Because she's lip syncing when she's performing. We
right.
know she's good at lip syncing.
It's a variety show. I'm not giving her that much credit. I'm sorry. whatever. Just because you do Janet, they couldn't find somebody else? I don't care.
Yeah, so that was the main issue with this Snatch game is that people doing these characters but not finding the funny.
Right.
Devil's advocate. Jinx. Is she not the one that has theatrical training?
Yes.
Because the other part about Little Edie is, again, America in this generation most likely does not know the reference. So that theatrical ability that she has is to take somebody who's completely obscure to most people and still make it funny. You don't have to know who she is. That's, for
but
me,
I
where
hope,
I think she had the advantage.
My thing, though,
because I don't
like,
think anybody else could do that.
I would hope an audience watching RuPaul's Drag Race would have some sort of knowledge of camp.
No, girl. Pink Dolphin.
Oh,
I just... I bet you she don't know. Little Edie is not that obscure to me. Like, she's referenced in fashion all the time. Didn't they do a movie recently?
Grey Gardens.
Jackie is
a
hag.
No, not Grey Gardens. But they did like a made-for-TV movie or something recently.
Yeah. Okay.
Where somebody played Little Edie. It's like... this is not out of pop culture at all at this point.
But even if you didn't know who Little Edie was, you are now intrigued because of Jinx's portrayal.
Yeah.
I laugh the entire time. And even kudos to Jinx. When Ivy, who was Ivy Winters, who was Marilyn Monroe, and Rue made the reference of liking presidents,
she didn't get it.
And then here comes Jinx. Oh, that was rather like scandalous, especially with my cousin. And then she had the magnify, like hilarious.
Yes.
Like save that.
Yeah.
Save that whole.
So
little
do you
bit.
Not agree? Hands down. I mean, of all Snatch Games in the past, I have to say Jinx for me was the top. I don't remember anybody else who was that.
Carol Channing came.
She's
close
up
for
there
me.
with Pandora's Carol Channing. She's up there with Tatiana's Brittany,
because
that was hilarious.
As much as I'm not really a fan of Tatiana,
that
she
Brittany
did
was funny.
A great Brittany.
Who did Jessica Simpson?
Oh, Willem.
Willem is Jessica Simpson.
So let me take that back. I have to say Willem was my favorite. When you saw the whole thing and not just the snippets they showed you, oh my God, Willem was off the chain.
He just left.
That cardboard
just left.
Yeah. But I digress, sorry.
Yes. Another person who did a great job in the Snatch Game, I felt like, was Alaska as Lady Bunny.
Yes.
I thought she did really good.
She did a good job.
I thought her look was on point as Lady Bunny.
Yes.
And I thought the answers to her questions were very Lady Bunny like, you know, if not funnier than Lady Bunny.
Yeah.
So I think Alaska is so funny. It's like in the mini challenges and stuff, we look at Alaska like, girl, why are you here? And then there are times where Alaska's like, you're like, oh, okay, Alaska, I can kind of roll with you on this one.
The thing is, Alaska, though, has that kind of like Lady Bunny sense of humor, though. She has a really like messed up, like crazy sense of humor.
Yeah.
And so she did the thing where she could tap into the right character to do that. And I think that's the other thing. It's like you have to make it match your personality.
Well, and the producers are playing her right, because in the workroom, you see a slight vulnerable side to her because she wasn't quite sure if she could pull it off. And they were talking about the whole Ivy Winters was with her. So I like the fact that they make her a little vulnerable.
Yeah.
I was okay with the horse thing after that. I mean, you know, at least she committed to a character.
Yeah.
P.S. Why hasn't anyone done Liza Minnelli in the Snatch Game?
I don't know.
She would be great.
Oh, yeah, she would be. She would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or Joan
Maybe
Rivers.
Alyssa could have. Alyssa
Joan
probably
Rivers.
Could have pulled that off.
Well, the fact that Alyssa...
Or Don Knotts.
Now that we brought up Alyssa.
Alyssa has no sense of imitation of people whatsoever.
No, because...
We learned that in Untucked, because when she's imitating all... What did I write? Oh, my God. Alyssa sucks at impersonation. That's what I wrote.
Yes,
and sucks has three underlines.
Yes. Well, because... Yeah. But also, Alyssa is one of those girls that is all about being sickening, being cute, being fierce, being, you know, makeup.
Right.
Beat.
All of that, you know? She's all about being that. But I feel like as a drag queen, you have to be... When you are in drag, you have to be an all-around performer.
Right.
Like, first of all, I feel like many people start doing drag because they're imitating someone, you know, whether you are in
that
your living
true.
Room pretending like, you know, as far back
you're
as
inspired.
Joey Watley or Tina Turner or Cher or Madonna or Beyonce, Lady Gaga, whoever you are trying to emulate, you know, that you can be someone else. The fact that she was just like, well, the winner of this is not going to be traveling around being funny. So you're going to have a stale personality, like. What
it's
type
not
of personality
a beauty pageant.
Are you? Yeah, you can't stand there and think like, "Well, I look sickening," and everyone's gonna flock to you. They're gonna be like, "Okay, you look sickening, but what else can you do?"
Right.
That's why I was kind of interested. I wanted to kind of do maybe like look up on YouTube the Miss Gay USA. I wanted to see what their categories are, because is it just beauty? Because I was kind of like, "What? This is gross."
Miss Gay America.
Yeah.
Miss
Gay
America. The categories are
swimsuit.
No. It's evening gown,
talent,
showgirl,
question and answer, and then there's usually like a what do they call it? Like I think it's called presentation, where like there's a specific theme, where it's like a fictional character or you know the colors of the rainbow or something like that. So those are the categories of at least from what I
it'd be interesting
recall.
To see her run to go back and be able to see it.
And that's a beauty pageant, though. It's not like this is something completely different.
Yeah, but I just want to see what does she bring to the table? Because otherwise, right now, I'm not even feeling the dancing. I'm sorry.
I thought she was a good dancer.
I thought she was great at the dancing part.
Plus, if she would have been Kim Zolciak, she was supposed to be Kim Zolciak.
She thought about being Kim Zolciak.
She's Southern. She should have done that.
There's so much you could have done with that.
Yes.
She could have came out with a wine and the cigarettes and then, you know, tried to sing.
Pulling on and off her wig. Big Papa! Yeah.
Like, I mean, she could have done so much with that.
And that's an easy character to do.
Yes.
Kim Zolciak is such a character.
And again, she was so concentrating on the look.
Because I'm what?
Sickening. Alyssa was so concentrating on the Katy Perry look that when Rue was like, have you ever kissed a girl?
Crickets.
Rue, I've never done that. Katy Perry had a song called I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. That was her first song. How do you not know that? So much she could have done with that.
She probably did choreography to it. I don't know.
Maybe. But at least she looked kind of like Katy Perry. With the blue hair and stuff and lion pop.
She did, but that was it.
That was about it. Yep. So Jade is Taylor Swift. You know what? If there was anyone in the world that I thought Jade would pick, it would be Taylor Swift.
Yeah. It was appropriate for what?
Yeah.
She should have been Bjork.
What?
She should have been Bjork.
And then all
that'd have been hilarious.
And then all of a sudden out of nowhere just started beating somebody over there.
Yeah. Or like pull out a dress and like
coming in a swan dress.
Covered everybody in her dress.
Right. That's hilarious.
And then, again, that would be another non-understandable...
Girl, call me. I'll give you ideas.
They should have called a whole bunch of people because a lot of people did not know what they were doing.
If I was in the Snatch game, I'd want to be Joan Rivers. I love Joan Rivers. And she's another person.
We should have played our own version of Snatch game tonight.
Who would you be in the Snatch game?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or do I have to be a boy because I'm a girl?
You can. Whatever you feel, girl.
I would be Russell Brand if I was a boy.
Oh, okay.
But I'd be Joan Rivers if I was a girl.
Okay. Cam, who would you be?
Toni Moore.
Shut up. Get your life.
I would be turned up.
Get your life. I actually think I would have went with Roxy and been Tamar Braxton.
Tamar is amazing. I'm sorry. She makes for great television.
Yeah.
I wish that... Are we going to talk about it? I wish that Roxy kind of was a little bit more committed to her because she could have turned that out.
I think from what we saw, she was very committed. Like with the twisting of the hair and the coming up and doing like the little pop and stuff.
I give her credit because she was trying to get that octave up there a little bit. But it was funny. I like the hair.
She looked like Tamar just a bit. Mm-hmm. I wonder what Tamar think. Tamar Braxton, if you are watching this, first of all, get your life.
She tried it.
And you trying it. And let us know what you thought about Roxy portraying Tamar
Roxy.
Braxton. Or if anyone out there has seen a tweet by Tamar regarding that, let us know.
Money can't buy
Another clueless person was Lanesha.
Mm.
First of all.
Surprise, surprise.
First of all, how do you land on deciding to be Michelle Obama for the Snatch game?
I'm trying not to be negative.
When she said,
and Michelle Obama is not like, she's not one of those people. Like there have been first ladies that have kind of like a goofy or quirky,
personality. A little quirky side.
Michelle Obama is not one of them. She's very like even tempered and diplomatic. So it's like I'm not really sure what you would do with that unless you're gonna like make a big deal of trying to like help people.
I would have done
like
an obesity campaign.
What did President Obama have for breakfast today?
French fries.
And she thought that was funny.
Just saying, everybody thought she was so gorgeous.
We had a viewer, though, I should say this, because, 90% of Lanesha's problem is a language barrier. And there have been stories on Drag Race through several seasons that have to do with language barrier. And there was somebody, and I forget who it was, and I'm sorry, who was commenting on YouTube that said they should have, an all-Latino version, like a Spanish-speaking version of Drag Race.
Don't get it twisted. Rue's probably working on it now.
Yeah, because that way those queens have their fair chance, and they're not continually, misunderstood or made fun of for not knowing a culture that they didn't necessarily grow up in or aren't familiar with.
I would not be surprised because the Latin community is bank. And if Rue's not already thinking about it, she will be after this.
Listen.
After listening to our show.
This, again, is RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5. We have had Alexis Mateo. We have had Yara Sophia.
Come Nina on Flowers.
Madame LaQueer. Kenya Michaels. All these people have come on this show, and they have managed to pull through and get farther.
Kenya had a really hard time, and even though she was the one who came back, right?
No, don't put it in your face, Kenya. I kind of like the smell.
And oh, God.
Anyway, I feel like that is not an excuse. Like, you need to get your life.
But here's what I'm saying, though. It's not fair for these queens. It's like...
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'll disagree after.
Oh, I just don't feel... I feel like if they had their own Spanish-speaking version, they would really be allowed to shine. Because...
Speak Spanish. Correctly, Lanesha.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Frescas.
And who knows? Maybe the producers, like, they knew she was going to fail, and it was just going to add, it's going to bring attention.
Again, resting on pretty.
Mm-hmm. Should be a RuPaul Spanish Drag Race.
That should be a hashtag.
I'm telling you.
Rest on pretty.
Because I don't feel like, I feel like, yeah, she did a terrible job, but a lot of that is because she's having such a hard time with the language, and we know this to the point that when she does leave, she just speaks Spanish.
She could have been doing that all along. Logo has enough money for subtitles.
Telling you, she'd be bank if she went to the... Never mind. Mm. South America. Hit it, toots.
Mm. Maybe she's doing a tour now. Mm-hmm. So that was the Snatch Game. Overall, it was okay. It was like a big build-up to almost kind of be let down. There were a few people that saved it, but I felt like at this point... Everybody should be on
committed.
Point.
Ooh, yes. Tacky. Sorry. Are we going to... I mean, the whole Kesha pissing on the floor
oh,
thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. Detox.
Girl.
Did you... How did...
This Girl. Was a wonky moment for because
I was
I'm
highly
such
disappointed
because
I'm not a huge fan of hers, but I do expect some talent that I was like, where did that come from? What was that? I mean, I guess Kesha pissed, yeah, but how is that comedic?
It wasn't. It was kind of like... It was one of those moments where I was just like... If she had did it to the side,
yeah, hiding in the corner with her head out,
yeah, and be like, okay, keep going, like that would have been fine. But the fact that she came in
it
front,
was too cross for me.
And yeah, it was
well,
a
then,
bit much.
And then some poor crew person has to come and clean that up.
And even Rue was like, I guess
I would love
can,
to have seen Roxy's face, like, no, girl,
like, don't do it,
girl,
don't do
stop,
it,
girl.
But again, she was imitating her friend. But I feel like this. And that takes me back to Raja, because we all know Raja was the makeup artist for America's Next Top Model, Nose Tyra, whatever.
Raja's been around, girl.
I feel like Raja did a great job bringing the funny out of Tyra, but keeping it to a point where she didn't feel like she was offending a friend.
Yes.
It's kind of like one of those things, if her and Tyra were sitting around and be like, oh, girl, you know you crazy. You know you act like this. You know, and Tyra was like, ah, you know I do. And she just brought that out. You know what I mean? I felt like Detox, if she knows Kesha and is friends with Kesha, could have brought out the funny in her more. You know what I mean? Not even look so put together. We all feel like Kesha is dirty and hasn't taken a bath in about 5 years.
Cut to Raja on timeout for 3 seasons. Sorry, just kidding.
What? So
Tyra's mean.
Tyra is mean.
Raja ain't working. I'm just kidding.
You're so stupid. I wasn't a big fan of that.
I just wanted to say that because I don't want Detox to win. I think that she has the foundation to be a great queen. But I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
That was a sad, sad low moment for an otherwise
for
great
Kesha.
Queen.
Right.
And for Kesha.
All right.
So before we hit the runway looks, I had a note here about as they were getting ready for the runway looks, Alyssa and Coco at it again. And now Alyssa is joking about the whole Miss Gay America situation.
Yeah. I feel like
uncalled for. If she had said that to me, I would have knocked her off.
I feel like that was another producer prompt.
Because the splicing was bad, too. I'm sure there was a lot more.
And Coco went from 0 to 600 right. And like, I'm not joking, bitch! And that look, I was like, first of all, in the whole I'm not joking, bitch, who was she talking to? And then she finally looked up, and I was like, oh, she's talking to Alyssa.
On top of that, don't try and come for somebody when you're orange face, because I was I would have laughed at you, too, girl.
But I felt like this. I felt like there was no reason. Like, apparently, us as the audience, they're still in a tiff with each other, you know what I mean? Like, so they still don't like each other. So then to all of a sudden have this, oh, now we're gonna joke about it moment, it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, this is why I feel like a lot of this are producers encouraging them to say things where I'm like, this is just weird because they were okay, like, ish in the last episode and now they're like,
well, like, an Untucked
freaking out.
But Alyssa said, is that if I never talk to either one of you again, I'll be just fine. And I actually believe her. I believe that they're being prodded to have conversation.
Yeah. All right. So then on the runway, they had their fishiest look, the deadliest snatch looks. They ragged on Detox for Detox was going for like a jellyfish.
It was a jellyfish caftan.
Yeah. I actually liked it, and it made me realize that, like, everything doesn't have to be fitted in a gown and a dress and all that kind of stuff. Like, I liked the colors, and I liked the poofiness of it.
Well, think about it. We're also a little burnt out and a little tired of resting on pretty already. This episode definitely pushed that, like, okay, we're tired of pretty. Yeah. So she did something that was a little different, and I appreciated it.
Yeah.
But it reminded me, because, like, remember the whole caftan thing we talked about, the just draping? That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
So
she could have added a little something to it to make it look more jellyfish-like.
Mm-hmm. Or take it totally over the top.
Yeah. And I like the sentiment.
Yeah. I thought it was just enough with how she did it and how she styled it and everything. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I didn't think it was horrible.
No. They ragged on Jinx's look.
I have to agree. Sorry.
I did not. That's not one of my favorites, but I think that Jinx can do glamour. It's just going to be like period or different glamour. Like when she did Marie Antoinette, I thought that was glamorous.
I didn't like her accessories. If she had, like, the top wasn't horrible, right? But she had like some Indian piece.
I think the dress as a whole to me, I wasn't bothered by it. I wasn't bothered by her look. Like, it looked like Valley Rich Girl.
Okay, wait. Tell me the contouring of her nose, though. Somebody needs to help her with contour. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Her nose looks hugely wide. Yeah. Bad girl. Get some help.
And then the fact that Michelle was just like, I want to see you do glam. Well, drag doesn't always have to be
glam.
We want to see you do glam. This is you present you. Like, don't try to put me in your lane. Like, that's not my lane. That's not what I do.
Which she responded, bless her heart for speaking up.
I think we have a completely different aesthetic.
Yes.
Props to her. But also jumping back right before they started getting, before they got their critiques, you know, she's whispering like water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
Like, she's prepping herself because she knows she's going to get ripped.
Yeah.
So but then tells me, okay, if you knew you were going to get ripped, you walked out there with that outfit knowing that you were going to get ripped.
Yeah.
So what is your end game?
Well, I think by this point, Jinx is just like, whatever I do, everyone's just kind of like, because they don't get me. Mm-hmm. You know what
I mean? Which, like, Pandora was the same. Yeah. Thing. Like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. Coco just looked like a Nicki Minaj lookalike.
I wrote Coco, no.
It was just a Nicki Minaj look.
She looked like a hookah.
It was so bad. It was so like
Players
brightly, bizarrely offensive. There were too many pink things going on.
Yeah.
So not so put together, contrary to the beginning of this episode. Just saying. Not so put together.
I liked Roxy's look.
So did I.
I always like Roxy.
And why? Because her crotch wasn't down to half her thigh. Somebody who finally knows how to make a crotch. And I don't care if she's chunky. Her ass looked good in that.
I always like Roxy's look. Yeah.
But I did agree with your husband. I'm not a fan of Santino, but I did agree that I kind of wished her hair was a little bit more sleek or maybe a little bit more coiffed a little bit. So I liked it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
But I thought she should have won it as a over Jinx, just because Jinx did good on Snatch Game. I think that the overall score should have went to Roxy.
No, I think Jinx Little Edie alone got her that.
Yeah, I think the only reason I think that, though, is because nobody else really tried.
Right.
And that's what was frustrating.
Yeah. Hands down. Any other standouts on the runway? Because I feel like the runway, it used to be a huge part of the show, and now it's just like a blurb.
Yeah. It was really quick.
Like, don't blink, you'll miss it.
Yeah.
It was really quick.
The Lanesha's look was, I mean, I liked Hooker. It. It was very, very bad girl.
Prince.
Yeah,
definitely.
Very
vanity.
I'm a sex shooter, shooting love in your direction.
Or Apollonia Cotero.
Yes. Alaska. I just put question mark.
That hair sucked.
If we're going to make a Party City comment, like, that's where you make it. That was, everything looked like it was purchased at the dime store.
At the dime store? Not even 99 cents. Dime.
Dime.
I was okay with the whole quirkiness or the dumbness of it, but the hair, I just was bothered.
Amy Winehouse used hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was a good concept, but it's like, don't look like that cheap.
Right.
You know, there's a way to do like a character dress.
Gosh, Fifi, you're so mean.
Oh boy. So yeah. Ivy looked great in her color.
Yeah, but Ivy, like, here's my thing now. As much as I like Ivy, now that she's not doing anything but bringing out beautiful clothes.
Next week, bottom two.
Oh.
Like, she's going to be in trouble because she is now resting on pretty.
I've called it so far.
I'm the only person we haven't talked about is Jade. There was something about Jade's makeup that I didn't like. It just didn't seem right. Something
I
was
usually
not
like connected. Her outfits. I just
yeah, me too.
This week was
this
too
one
much.
I wasn't quite no. sure, so I was just like,
wasn't hating her, but I do agree the makeup was a little off. But yeah. I did like her presence on the stage. But like I said, there's something about her. She's young. I think people feel that she hasn't put in the work. She hasn't what do you call it? She hasn't paid her dues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll see.
Right. And of course, I absolutely love RuPaul's look. I always look forward to that part.
Okay, so now Cam wants to know what we think of the hair.
Yeah.
I love Christina Aguilera hair. Christina Aguilera circa dirty. Love that kind of hair.
Oh.
I had that kind of hair, so I'm okay with it.
I didn't like the hair at all, but I did like her dress, which was a little weird, but all I kept thinking was that would be an amazing dress in black light and her doing some kind of dance number. That'd be sickening, minus that hair.
I always love Rue's looks.
You would.
Well.
Brown noser.
I'm not a brown noser.
What did
at
you
all.
Like about the hair? I didn't like the black streaks in it.
I couldn't find anything wrong with Rue's look at
I
all.
I did like the way Michelle Visage looked.
She gave me very 50s.
She pulled it back.
I love
very
that.
Very 50s. Like, going to
and
the
that
mall
Angora,
shopping.
That
yes,
beautiful color Angora.
Cute.
That's Angora,
yeah.
right? And I was like, oh,
and
cute.
Finally,
really
her boobs were kind of covered up a little bit.
Oh, boo.
We don't need boobalicious all the time. Like, you know, save some for later. So then, in the end, Jinx won, and we had Detox and Lanesha in the bottom, lip singing for their life. And in the end, Miss Lanesha Sparks sashayed away.
I'm over.
Detox's lip sync though was cracking me up. Like, I was laughing so hard, and it was because even though she was doing her like weird lip thing, she still kind of resembled Cher. In that lip sync,
so
which was so bizarre to me because I was like, this is I really do feel like this is kind of Cher-esque.
So I pose this question to you guys: do you think that during these lip syncs that a person's look, as far as like how close they look to the person that they're the artist that they're lip syncing to, plays a part in the lip sync?
For me, no.
No.
Okay, because I had that discussion with a friend of mine.
What do you think?
I just think it depends, like because. For it depends, like if you're gonna make a choice, stick with it. Like if you're gonna do your own personal interpretation, make it a great one.
Right.
And there have been people that have done that. They do their own like version.
Own
they
shit.
Don't resemble or imitate the person who's singing the song, and they do a great job.
Yeah.
But alternatively, if you're gonna do what Detox did, which I think was like bring in some Cher to it, she did a great job with that.
Yeah. For me personally, I know within the first 5 seconds who's going to win. And it's the person who is into the song most, who can bring, who is embodying the lyrics and the song that they're lip syncing to.
Well, it's about presence. It's when you go to a drag show, you already know who you're going to watch or who you're going to go get a drink while they're performing.
Right.
Right.
And I did feel like Detox's mouth movement kind of took me out of her performance.
Thank you.
But there were some parts that brought me back in, and I felt like Lanesha was just resting on pretty. I think Lanesha is gorgeous, but I think she was, during that whole performance, she was in it, but she was resting on pretty.
Detox has presence, and I agree with you. We've seen a lot of queens in our lives, whether it's here or wherever we come from, and sometimes that mouthing can be overplayed. I know many queens that do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the rickety jaw thing that she was doing, but that over accentuating the lips, and it's clowning. But sometimes they do it just to pull your attention back, and then they go back into normal lip syncing. So I didn't hate it, but it did kind of put me out. So I was like, eh. But then Lanesha,
yeah, exactly.
Nah, boo.
So with that, let's go into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we don't really have any gossip yet on Drag Race, but this portion we're going to let Jackie announce something for a friend of hers.
If you like, this is RuPaul's Drag Race. If you like other types of races where you're actually racing, my friend works for Ugly Dog Events. It's launching 6 themed races nationwide in 2013. You can go to www.uglydogevents.com or www.takeonyourcity.com. It supports charity. The races have all kinds of cash prizes. And she's offering a code, AfterBuzz13, for people who watch Drag Race for 25% off of the registration.
Oh, nice. Good.
Don't say we don't give you guys stuff.
Right. There you go.
They look really fun, too. And they go to all kinds of, like, there are all sorts of different types
of charities. Yes, people. We want you guys to watch TV, but get off the couch.
Get out. Do something. Do something. And now, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions. So, Cam, you already shared your prediction with us. Tell it to us again.
My bottom two will be Ivy Winters and I want to say Coco, but I think the producers are going to prod more. They're still going to ride this out, which is irritating. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Ivy Winters and Jade.
I agree with that. I feel like those are going to be the bottom two next week. Or one of them will be, one or the two of them will be going home in the next two episodes.
It's so funny because I think we all agree on that. I was thinking like Ivy and Jade, if they don't pull up, they're going to be in the bottom two.
Yeah, it's week. If they don't, because there are so many other personalities here.
Yeah.
And I think Detox and Roxy, one of our viewers says that they think Jinx is going to be Miss Congeniality, and yeah. I agree with that.
Yes, sorry, I was thinking Jade.
And I agree with that, but I think that Roxy and Detox are definitely going to be in top three.
Yeah. Well, all right. That has been your after show on AfterBuzz TV for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5, Episode 5, Snatch Game. We hope that you guys will tune in next Wednesday, 7 p.m.-ish Pacific Standard Time for another AfterBuzz TV show. You guys, before we sign off, let us know where we can find you.
At 123Jackie_B. I also tweeted the Ugly Dog Events link. AfterBuzz13 is the code.
At Tomakova777.
And you can find me at Lounging with Tony on all platforms. Special thanks to Marissa, who's been in the booth here holding it down. I didn't say hi to her earlier.
Wait, don't you guys want her to participate more in the show?
I listen. I participate.
And Marissa is like, that is enough for me. We will see you guys next time on another RuPaul's Drag Race after show on AfterBuzz TV.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.